This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. La ilaha
illallah. To call to following the Quran alone, this is an innovation religion. Something unheard of until our times. But we have in various parts of the Muslim Ummah today those who would deny the Sunnah because it doesn't agree with their ideas, their modernist ideas, or their sectarian, or their political agendas. So they hold the banner of the Quran high while opposing and negating, nullifying the Sunnah. And this is among the great bid'ahs of our times, which is creating among the big fitness amongst the ummah today. But coming to today's khutbah, which I would have to begin by asking that Allah accept the fast and the prayers of Ramadan, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. We celebrated Eid a few days back, and that was the climax of a month dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A month in which we increased our ibadah, we fasted continually, we stayed up at night in prayers, we sought to be as generous as we could. Eid al-Fitr, being the Zakat al-Fitr, being the expression, that final expression of charity and compassion and care and concern for our fellow Muslims and non-Muslims in this world. We have completed that month. And the question that remains in our minds, then what? Or now what? Do we just put it behind us and leave it, saying we've done what Allah has asked us? And then next year when Ramadan comes, we go and do the same thing? Or was that month a preliminary, a preparation for our lives over the next 11 months? For sure, everything in Islam, every pillar, every principle, every source of information with guidance in it, revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is for our lives. Nothing in Islam is for the moment, because we don't live moments, we live lifetimes. It's built on moments. But our focus, though we do need to focus on the moment, because excessive thinking about the future or worrying about the past can also sway us from dealing with the moment. But ultimately, the message of Islam is a way of life. It is for a lifetime. So the fast of Ramadan, everything that we did in Ramadan should be reflected over the rest of the months. We should see its impact in our behavior, our turning to Allah, our closeness to Allah, our halal relationships with family, friends, workmates, classmates. It should all have an impact on every aspect of our lives. So that's what's now. Now we need to assess what we did and what we need to do to keep it alive. Because it is easy for it to die. It is easy for it to die. Like the match, you light it, it burns for a moment, finished. That's not what we want. We shouldn't be like that. That's failure. Success is to keep that flame burning. And to do so, the same things that we did in Ramadan, we need to do after Ramadan. Really, the rest of the year is no different from Ramadan. Though we have made Ramadan that special month in that sense of ibadah, technically speaking, it is a month in the life of a Muslim. It is a reminder about the things that maybe we have become neglectful about. But it is not doing something that we don't do the rest of the year. There is nothing in Ramadan that we do that we cannot do or that we shouldn't do in the rest of the year. The only thing is to fast every day in the rest of the year, continually. Because Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, when a man came to him and wanted to fast continually, he said, as the maximum, do the fast of Dawood, alayhi salam, which was fasting a day and breaking fast the next day, every other day. So that it doesn't become such a routine, because I'm sure we have all felt it in Ramadan. In the beginning of Ramadan, you know, you did feel that fast, but then after everything is moving, your whole life shifts to adjust itself now to Ramadan. So you can lose the impact of Ramadan if breaking of the fast isn't there. So for the rest of the year, though we do make that concentrated effort in Ramadan, we're not allowed to do that outside of Ramadan. Every other day instead. So we fast a day and we break fast the next day. So we can't get used to it. It's always something that will have its own challenge for us. So if we want to continue, then we know we have the option of every other day for the rest of the year. Otherwise, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that one who follows Ramadan with 6 days from Shawwal, 6 days of fasting, and that is not including the first day, which is Eid, on which it is forbidden for us to fast, then he or she gets the reward of fasting the whole year. They get the reward of fasting the whole year. Because 30 days of fasting is worth 10 times its value, which gives us 300 days. And then the 6 days from Shawwal become 60 days. So we have 360 days, the lunar year. That is the great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His grace, that such a small effort would be multiplied so greatly. So this is what we have until the end of this month, Shawwal, which coincides with October. We have 6 days which we can fast and earn the value of 60 days, completing a full year of fasting. Of course, if we have days owed from Ramadan due to traveling, breaking the fast for one reason or another, which we shouldn't have or whatever, we should make up those days first. Those are the obligatory days of fasting that we need to do first and foremost. Then, after doing the obligatory, we can now turn to the recommended. The idea of doing the recommended with the intention of both the recommended and the obligatory, meaning you do your 6 days, say you owed 3-4 days and it's included in the six, this is an idea which is doubtful. Best is to do your obligatory, fulfill that farad to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then afterwards do your six. That you're sure is correct. Sure is accepted. The other one is doubtful. It might be. Some scholars say it's okay, you can do that. A number of other scholars say, no, you can't. So, in the doubtful areas, as the Prophet ﷺ said, al-halalu bayin wal-haramu bayin. The halal is clear and the haram is clear. And between them is that gray area, known only to the scholars. Whoever avoids that area protects his honor and his religion. Whoever falls into that area consistently, going to the gray areas, eventually falls into haram. That is the reality. The gray area is an area which leads to haram if one doesn't have the knowledge to properly assess it, to judge it. So, complete the fast, those days which were missed, then do the sunnah. This is our better choice. And furthermore, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast 3 days of every lunar month. 3 days of every lunar month. That's the three middle days of the month, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Those are the days of the full moon. It has nothing to do with the effects of the full moon. We don't believe that the full moon has an effect on us, so we have to fast to counter that effect. Some people have made that kind of a connection. We don't need to go there. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ just recommended that we fast those 3 days, so we fast them. And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ also was in the habit of fasting Mondays and Thursdays of every week. This is the sunnah. Very few people follow this sunnah. And when he was asked about Monday, he said, that was the day on which I was born. So in commemoration, in memory of the day on which I was born, Monday, I would fast. Now, the majority of the Muslim world tries to remember the day on which the Prophet ﷺ was born. They call Eid Milad and Nabi and various other names. On a day which is uncertain, as the day on which Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was born, historically, is unknown. Historians have many opinions. And those various opinions do not have solid evidence behind it. So as the date of birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam was hidden to the generations that came after him, the date of birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also hidden. The day on which he died is known. And unfortunately, that's the day that people celebrate the day on which he was born, which is unknown. So in fact, we're celebrating his death, وَلْعِيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ, which is something hideous, something evil, when you stop to think about it. Celebrating the death of the Prophet ﷺ. Instead, to celebrate his birth, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ gave us fasting every Monday. But we don't want to do that one. That's got too much effort involved. To leave it to Rabi Athani or whatever, and just that one day in the year, we all get together, we have a good time. That's easy. So that's the one we choose. The one is in fact, bid'ah, innovation, displeasing to Allah, not supported by Prophet Muhammad ﷺ or his companions, begun by deviants in Egypt, known as the Fatimids. 400 years after the time of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, they began it. So it is not from the sunnah or the way of the sunnah at all. That is what we have chosen instead of what the Prophet ﷺ gave us. And truly, as the scholars say, whenever a bid'ah is born, a sunnah dies. So the sunnah of fasting every Monday in commemoration of Prophet Muhammad's birth, as Allah described him as rahmatan lil alameen, as a mercy to the worlds, that sunnah has died amongst us. So inshallah, we pray that Allah gives us the tawfiq, the special blessings of guidance to revive this sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an extension of our fast of Ramadan. That at least, if we don't make Monday and Thursday, at least we make Monday a day of fasting for us from now on. From this Monday coming onwards, we will revive that sunnah. Remembering Ramadan, remembering Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and taking the full benefit that Allah has provided through this source of guidance for us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. I ask Allah's forgiveness for myself and for yourselves, and I call on you to turn to Allah to seek His forgiveness, because no one can forgive sins except for Him. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah's peace and blessings be on the last messenger of Allah. Ramadan was, is, always will be the month of the Quran. This is something we spoke about many times. It was the month of the Quran. Allah describes it as that month, the month in which the Quran was revealed. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. And as such, during Ramadan, we try to read as much of it as we could. And we stress the importance of reading it with understanding, not necessarily completing it. It's good to complete it. It was from the sunnah to complete it. But it was the bigger sunnah to understand it. So if we have to weigh between completing it or understanding it, incomplete, it's better to have understood it incomplete than to have completed it without understanding it. You have to be clear on that one. Make no mistake that reading the Quran without understanding it is not in accordance with the Sunnah. Reading the Quran without understanding it is not in accordance with the Sunnah. Yes, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say, whoever reads a single letter of the Quran gets 10 hasana. And he said, alif, I don't mean alif, lam, mim is a letter, but alif is a letter, lam is a letter, and mim is a letter. So there's great rewards in reading the Quran. But when he said that to his companions who understood Arabic. So that encouragement to read the Quran was encouragement to understand its meanings. As they said, we used to read the Quran 10 verses at a time. Learn them 10 verses at a time. We wouldn't go on to another 10 until we understood what Allah wanted of us in those 10, and we tried to implement it. And Allah tells us so many places in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Will they not reflect, contemplate on the meanings of the Quran? How can we do that if we haven't understood it? So obviously the goal of the reading of Quran is to understand it, and then having understood it, to implement it, to live it. That it be a light in our hearts that guides us, as it was for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And this is one of the missing links in the Muslim Ummah today. That light of guidance of the Quran is not in the hearts of most of us today. We read the Quran, we memorize the Quran, but we don't know what Allah is actually saying to us. So naturally, it has no impact on our lives. And as a consequence, we suffer. Because without the impact of the Quran on our lives, the impact of the Quran, the basic source of guidance, Allah's manual for life in accordance with His will. Without that, then what else is there? As Allah said, there's nothing after truth and righteousness and goodness except misguidance. So that's what we're living today. We're living lives as an ummah, a misguided life. And that is why we're suffering what we're suffering at the hands of the nations of the world today. So, my brothers and sisters, among the things that we have to take from Ramadan is to continue to read the Quran regularly. Establish it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that one who sits after Salat al-Fajr without chatting idle talk with people around him or her until the rising of the sun makes 2 rak'at, he or she gets the reward of Hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a great reward. A great reward. In that period of time, now which is about 40 minutes, 50 minutes after Salat al-Fajr, that is a beautiful time for reading the Quran. Very few people take advantage of it. As soon as Salat al-Fajr is over, for the few that make it to the masjid, nobody hangs around. But really, we should establish this. To be among those who Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said would be shaded by Allah's throne when there would be no shade on the Day of Judgment. There would be no shade except for the shade of His throne. Among those who would be shaded, the few, would be those whose hearts are attached to the mosques, to the masajid. This is a way of development, attachment. Reading the Quran, staying, making that little bit of time, taking that time out of our sleep. It's easier than tahajjud. Tahajjud is the big one. But at least if we can't establish the tahajjud, then this one is easier. We're already awake. Just stay in the Quran, in masjid, read Quran, memorize it. Reflect on it and earn that great reward. So let's try to come out of Ramadan with some resolutions, making some decisions about our life to come. Whether we make it to the next Ramadan or not, we make a decision to make certain changes in our life. Because that's what Ramadan should be about some change. That whole month of fasting was to produce a certain change in our behavior, our character, our attitudes. Our commitment to Islam should have undergone some form of change. So, what greater change than to attach ourselves to the Quran the way we weren't attached before? And beyond that, virtually everything else that we did in Ramadan, the additional prayers, all of those prayers of Taraweeh and the Qiyam, and really the original or foundational practice is Qiyam. What we call Taraweeh, which we're doing after Isha, this was, we could say, permissible for those who feared missing Qiyam. But really, Qiyam was the goal. To have slept after Isha. And Prophet ﷺ used to despise conversation after Isha. Go to bed early. Get up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Make some prayer, Qiyam, Tahajjud, and get the reward of the greatest prayers after the Fard. If we can only do it once a week or a few times a week, then we should try to do it. Better than not doing it at all until the next Ramadan, there we're back again doing it. We try to at least once a week, even if we choose a day, it's probably better to choose a day rather than saying, okay, I'll do it one day in a week. Because deciding which one date is going to be, it's easy to reach next Friday and having really decided on which day it was till after it passed. So better to choose a day for ourselves. Not a day necessarily you're going to tell everybody else, no, you should do it on Monday, or you should do it on Thursday night, or no, we don't want to start a bid'ah. But for ourselves to choose a night and do it is perfectly okay. And when we get up, we get our children up also, wives, the family, encourage them to get up. So these are amongst the benefits that we can take. And whatever is wrong in our lives, whatever problems we face in our lives, be sure that if we fast Mondays and Thursdays, we get up a few nights in the week and make tahajjud, we stay in the masjid after Fajr and read the Quran and reflect on it, it's going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference. Whether from the perspective of innal hasanat yudhibna sayyat, that good deeds will erase evil deeds, or just from the perspective that having done this good, Allah will reward our deeds and purify our hearts and relieve our stress, our trials, from His goodness. For sure, it will make a difference. But of course, that goes back to whether we really believe. Whether we believe the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, and the promises of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if we just stop for a minute and think, why it is Allah told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, calling on us to ask for peace and blessings for His Messenger, as Allah gives and the angels ask, the believers do. It is because of the fact that He gave us the example of the impact of sacrifice, worship for the sake of Allah on human life. We see the trials that He faced. We see the success which Allah gave Him. It is a very simple solution. It is a very simple formula. That we do what Allah wishes from us. In Tansurullah, Yansurkum. We do what Allah wishes from us. We support the religion of Islam by doing it, by living it, then Allah will give us success. This is His promise. And His promise is certain. As Allah tells us so many places in the Quran, while Allah yatawakkal lilmutawakkilun, it is in Allah alone, ultimately, that the believers put their trust. I ask Allah to give us this great blessing of trust in Him, of sincere commitment to following His commands, of sincere love for Him and for the religion which He has bestowed on us. I ask Allah to give us the full reward of our month of fasting and our month of prayers and the month of charity and sacrifice that we made. I ask Allah to keep this month alive in our hearts throughout the rest of the year and to give us the strength to apply the lessons we have learned from it throughout the rest of the year. I ask Allah to give us firmness in our actions, in our words, in our faith, in our hearts, in establishing Islam as a reality for the rest of our lives.
The world's first tuition-free degree, BA in Islamic Studies. Access the knowledge, any place, anytime, anywhere. It just doesn't get any easier than that. Classes, texts, assignments, completely online. Set your own schedule for the semester. No overseas travel required for the exams. subjects taught by qualified English-speaking scholars, weekly live sessions in virtual classrooms, with curricula based on those in Al Madinah University in Saudi Arabia, Al Azhar University in Cairo, and other reputable institutions around the world. Why wait any longer? You pay just a symbolic registration fee and are ready to begin the adventure of higher education. The most diverse student body of any university in the world. 130,000 plus registered students from 217 countries. Log in to the website for more details. www.islamiconlineuniversity.com.